Ian Schultz, an essay by Raymond Ibrahim in the Pajamas Media website, considers the threat of so-called radicalized American Muslims, who he says, to be sure, pose a far greater risk than foreign radicals. He writes, quote, if American Muslims who enjoy Western benefits, including democracy, liberty, prosperity, and freedom of expression, are still being radicalized, why then do we insist that the importation of these same Western benefits to the Muslim world will eliminate its even more indigenous or authentic form of radicalization, unquote. Well, I don't know who's doing the insisting there. I know that I've never insisted that Western benefits be brought to the Muslim world, and where is that Muslim world anyway? Especially if radicalized American Muslims are living among us, disguised as non-radical Muslims, or even non-Muslims, with no way to tell if they want to blow us up or sell us a six-pack at the corner store. How big a problem is this homegrown terrorism exactly? There was that crazy army psychiatrist, of course, and the guy who tried to blow up a vehicle in Manhattan. Numbers have been bandied about, projections offered. We don't know. Until they commit an act of terror, how could we? And we certainly had our share of non-Muslim terrorists, Son of Sam, Unabomber, Timothy McVeigh come to mind, but we don't worry about them. Ibrahim writes, quote, in fact, far from eliminating radicalization, there is reason to believe that Western values can actually exacerbate Islamist tendencies. It is already known that Western concessions to Islam in the guise of multiculturalism, cultural sensitivity, political correctness, and self-censorship only bring out the worst in Islamists. Yet even some of the most prized aspects of Western civilization, personal freedom, rule of law, human dignity, when articulated through an Islamist framework, have the capacity to radicalize Muslims, unquote. So Islam is kind of like a virus. No matter what you do, if you are a Muslim, you will probably become radicalized, kind of like being bitten by a zombie. And if we're nice to a Muslim, it'll only make things worse, faster. And if personal freedom, rule of law, and human dignity are not only no barrier to this infection, but carriers of the disease, well, the only way to save ourselves from a threat we can't even recognize because of the denial that comes from cultural sensitivity and political correctness is to turn ourselves into a police state. I can't see any other way out. Just be on the safe side. Let's put that police state under Sharia law. Who's with me? I gotta go.